Last Sunday, after finishing my appointment, I decided to spend some time in the neighborhood to exercise. As usual, I head over to East Coast Park to cycle. While cycling, I caught a picturesque view of Seaside Residence and Laguna Park from afar. And this got me thinking. What if I were a buyer back then but missed out on Seaside Residence during launch day? What if instead I choose the aging but cheaper Laguna Park next door? Or, went even further, what if I had bought the older but freehold Ocean Park? How different would the outcome be today? Before I review the numbers, take a moment to think. Who will what the most? Here, let's start with Seaside Residence first. This is a 99-year leasehold development from 2016, located along Siglap Road next to Victoria School. It has 841 units, ranging from 1 to 4 bedrooms layout, including penthouses. Looking at its resale performance, very impressive to me. Out of 182 resale transactions, the majority are profitable. One example includes a 4-bedroom unit that was bought at 1862 PSF in 2017 and recently sold at 2539 PSF. No wonder Seaside Residence is often highlighted as case study in property seminars. Now, let us take a look at next door Laguna Park. This former HUDC estate sits on a massive 670,000 square feet site with a 99-year lease from 1977. This means it has a balance lease of 50 years. There are 516 units across 7 blocks, mostly large format homes. Typical size range from 1453 to 1615 square feet, with some units going up to 3300 square feet. Today, prices hover around 1001 to 1003 per square feet, a significant discount compared to Seaside Residence. Lastly, we have Ocean Park. I call it the old Grand Dam of the Marine Parade area. This freehold development TOP 1984 and sit on a prime 300,000 square feet of land. Price today are around 2,000 per square feet. Personally, I really love this kind of development. Spacious, matured, and full of character. Now, let's compare the numbers. Back in 2017, Seaside Residence was selling at around 1720 PSF. Laguna Park at around 866 PSF. Ocean Park at roughly 1,002 per square feet. Fast forward to 2025, Seaside is now trending around 2338 PSF, Laguna Park at around 1192 PSF, Ocean Park close to 1975 PSF. So, what does this mean in terms of return? Well, Seaside resident achieved 36% return, Laguna Park slightly better at 38%, and Ocean Park at an impressive 65% return. Yes, you hear me right. The oldest freehold development among the three actually deliver the highest return. Are you all surprised? Going forward, will you still rule out older development? Or is it time to rethink how you evaluate property investment? I'm very sure most people will not share such information here with you. Here, what are your thoughts on this? Care to share them with me?